Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Our listener Tasha met her boyfriend's ex at Thanksgiving, and she's watching the two of them. She's like, something's going on there. So she wants us to test him to see if her instinct is right or not. We'll get to her in just one second. We've got a Burt Show team member on the disabled list right now. I'm talking about Rebecca, who does social media for us. And she told you guys weeks and weeks ago that she had some cancer on her tongue and had surgery for it. And every single day, I don't know about you guys, but I get DMs from listeners asking about her all the time for an update.
I get DMs about farts, so I don't know what that says about me. Literally, really? Anytime anybody sees a viral video about farts, they send it to me. That's what I get.
It makes sense. It tracks. Mm-hmm.
So Rebecca has a great sense of humor, so that's good. She's holding up, but it sounds like, you know, you think like, oh, she's got surgery on her tongue, that's it. But it's a laundry list of stuff that she had to have done in order to make that happen. So she sent us an update, which she said she's totally cool with sharing on the air. So she's dealing with several different recoveries. Her tongue swelling has decreased, so that's a yay, but it still remains swollen, so it affects her speech and diet. She's still on purees. She can't chew yet. She's pretty understandable when she speaks, but not radio-friendly, and it's hard to understand her over the phone, which is why we haven't had her on yet. As part of repairing the tongue, they had to take skin grafts, so there was one from her thigh that's close to being completely healed. They also took a larger graft from her left arm, which had a tattoo on it, so you can see the tongue on her tattoo, or the tattoo on her tongue. That's requiring more time to heal. It's her biggest obstacle. Her mom has to type for her. She has to wear a brace to assist with the healings. She can't use that hand or arm just yet. She had a tracheotomy during the surgery where they go in through your throat for breathing purposes. So she's saying that's going to be resolved within the next week. Doesn't affect her too much. But she also had a neck dissection to remove the lymph nodes from the right side of her neck. So she's got a long line of sutures in the swollen neck. But she says that's healing and it looks worse than it feels. So once she's going to find out more on Wednesday, but next up will be radiation for her. But I think depending on what she finds out on Wednesday, she might come in for a visit on Friday
say hi
to everybody.
Oh, dang.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
So nothing out of the ordinary. Everything here is like progressing the way it should. It sounds like there's a laundry list here, but it's a laundry list that is happening the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, everything's unfolding the way it's supposed to. She's healing well, and just sounds like the biggest obstacle is her arm and not being able to use that arm or her hand.
Because I think the thing to take from this is that, oh, you hear somebody has tongue cancer and they're going to get it removed, but there's so much more involved.
You don't even realize that.
Exactly. And so I think she does have the best sense of humor, and just continue to send her, you know, healing vibes and well wishes. And just as long as she keeps that mindset up, and I think she's going to do fantastic.
Great. All right, let's get Tasha on here, who thinks like her gut is telling her something's not right there. I can see it. I can see it. Hey, Tasha.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Doing okay. All right, so you end up over at Thanksgiving dinner over at your boyfriend's place, and you see a chemistry going on with him and his ex?
Yeah, it was really weird. Okay. Like, I've been dating Sean for, like, about a year now, and he always goes home to his parents. He's really close with his family, so he, like, goes there, like, almost every weekend, and I really hadn't met them before Thanksgiving, so this was, like, the first time I met everybody at the same time, and honestly, like, I wasn't even supposed to be there to begin with, so, like, I was going to go do Thanksgiving with my family, like, my parents, my brother, like, I always do, but they got a stomach flu. And so they're like, don't come. And I think he just felt kind of obligated to invite me. Like, it was really, like, he was kind of, like, standoffish about it. I don't know if that makes sense. And then, So when I was there, his ex-girlfriend is married to his cousin. So it didn't feel right. I guess they kept looking at each other, right? And, like, I swear there's, like, this one point, too, where they were, like, I, like, walked in on them having a moment. I don't know if that, like, it was just so weird. And so, like, it just, the whole thing feels really suspicious to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if we could, like, send her, like, if something's going on, or, like, if you would send her flowers. I know she said her birthday is next week. So like,
this is one of those things. This is one of those things where it's hard to describe, but you know it when you see it. You know,
you just feel it in your bones.
You feel it from across. You can see it from across the room. Like they're talking, you enter the room, and it's just something subtle. I've seen this. It was just subtle,
like,
and they
stopped
their
conversation. Stopped.
Yeah.
Well, did you ask him like how she ended up with his cousin, and if he like? If they had a conversation about that?
That's a fair question.
Right?
That would have been my first.
Yeah.
He, didn't really want to talk about it. That's the thing. Like, he doesn't want to talk about her when we were in the car driving back.
Huh.
So it was just, he's just being, like, very awkward about it. And, like, I guess they met when he was dating her and his cousin, because, like, he's really close with his family. He's always going home to see them, so I assume like they spend a lot of time together when he drives back.
The whole not talking about it thing is kind of odd, also, because it could just be the uncomfortable part of hanging out with an ex, also, and you're misinterpreting it. Who knows?
It feels like you would be safe in this situation, even though they might have feelings for each other because she's married to the cousin. So you would imagine like there's nothing for you to worry about, even if there was something there. I don't see how he would cross that line because she's still married to his family member.
Abby, what do you think?
I think maybe it was a messy breakup, because if he's not wanting to talk about it, maybe he feels uncomfortable because it brings up a lot of emotions and he doesn't want to cry. And if I was speculating, which I am, I would think that the moment that you walked in on was maybe not a moment, but maybe she still has unresolved feelings and he felt uncomfortable because then you walked in. Like, it doesn't have to be romantic for it to be a moment.
Right. And it certainly doesn't have to be cheating. All right, Tasha, give us 24 hours. We will do our War of the Roses. We will send him some flowers and we'll see who he turns around and he sends these to. And it better be you, okay?
I hope so.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, bye.
The Burt Show.